Hello.
Mr. President,
yeah.
On the 2 points you raised this morning, I talked to General Carroll of DIA, who says we have no new equipment on our electronic intelligence aircraft. It's simply the typical electronic intelligence equipment, which is sensitive to electronic emanations and perhaps could pick up generators associated with SAM sites, for example. In any case, it's a violation of security. So I called General LeMay, who is a close friend of Goldwater's, and I asked him to get in touch with Goldwater and handle it directly. And we're also going to try to get a senator on the Armed Services Committee to say in the Senate that this is a violation of security.
Very good. We'll
handle it that way. Now, secondly, on the Ward article, we will brief Ward, as well as other newspaper correspondents, on a background basis as to the difference between maintaining surveillance over a fleet, including the carriers and the other escort ships, on the one hand, following a known and prescribed course between the U.S. and Gibraltar, versus maintaining surveillance over merchant ships using the coastal waters, channels, bays, harbors, etc. Of Western Europe. I think we can stop that story that way.
I read the Manchester Guardian. They had a story about this problem, the fact that the United States itself does not use surface vessels for Polaris indicates that they're not as good. Of course,
we've got a real problem with Great Britain. We have to let them use some of that because of their decision to use Polaris submarines. But as far as Western Europe is concerned, we have a good, strong argument as to why they should use surface ships and we use submarines.
Of course, if we were arguing submarines, they'd be around saying that they have to buy them in the United States and they got too much control from the United States.
And the two strong arguments, therefore, in favor of surface ships for Western Europe are, one, they can build them, and two, their waters are entirely different than the waters we have to operate our subs in around the world.
Yeah.
And these two arguments, I've used them on von Hassel, and Admiral Lee is with Livy Merchant and using them in the North Atlantic Council. We talked to Lee by telephone yesterday, and he says that they're acceptable.
All right. Good. Okay, fine.
Thank you.